and the Marshall Lady Bobcats will run the final 30 seconds off the clock. We'll get ready to go. The Lady Bears come into this game 7-5 in conference play, 22-8 on the season. Marshall 2-10 in conference play, 7-17 on the season. So Lady Bears trying to advance into that semifinal on Thursday. Winner of this one will play Izzard County, I believe, on Thursday in the semifinals, with Sloan Hendricks the top seed on the other side of the bracket. First player introduced is Molly Corbett, wearing number 5 for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And we'll get the starters here as they take the floor. Bethany Robbins wears number 12, the two seniors. Then you've got the sophomore, Peyton Flynn, sophomore, Braylon Washam, and sophomore, Kaya Kane. Those are your 5 starters for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll get the starters here now for the Marshall Lady Bobcats. And the man here that runs the video looking for the rest of the roster. They've added some of their junior girls to the team, so hopefully we'll have the ones that are starting here on our roster that they give it. First one out is number 52. And as I said, none of these are on the roster that's coming out. Isabella Harness is number 10. Number 35 is Miley Harris. And number 1 is Parker Pruitt. And we'll have to get the names for the other two young ladies that's part of that junior team that moved up, freshmen, here for the Marshall Lady Bobcats. And I apologize. I was not told that they would be bringing any up, but they did. So there's a couple of names there that we don't have on our roster. We'll take the floor here and we'll get ready to go. Bethany Robbins will step into the center circle. She'll jump it up with number 23. And the ball is in the air, and the tip's controlled by Marshall. Pruitt with the basketball. She gets a lane to the basket, drives all the way in, and we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on Peyton Flynn. Aggressive move to start this game by Marshall's number 1, and that is Parker Pruitt. Shot is on the way. It is no good. She'll set for the second shot. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound is tipped by Flynn and goes out of bounds on the baseline. Lady Bears, slow start here. So the Lady Bobcats will inbounds. Marshall with the basketball looking to come in. They bring it into the lane. The shot up is off the rim. No good. Fight for rebound. Controlled by Kaya Kane. Kaya will cross half court on the dribble. Gives it off to Washam. Washam back to Kane. Kane looks for the cutter in the lane. Finds Corbett at the free throw line. Down low to Flynn. Back out to Kane. And move it around the outside. Down to 16 on the shot clock. Robbins to Kane in the corner. Kaya in the lane to Washam. She goes up with it. And a lot of contact there. No foul called. It's out of bounds, though, to the Lady Bears with just 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Corbett will inbound. Looking to come in. She's going to bring it in to Robbins. Bethany turns, puts it up off balance, though good, and the rebound's pulled down by Marshall. With a basketball, Pruitt flying up the floor. She holds up now, and she is cut off by Kane and needs some help. Gets it into the corner. Back out. Underneath, the ball is stolen by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Kane with it. She'll give it off to Corbett. Molly on the dribble. And all the way underneath, throws it back inside. It comes out to Kane. Saved to Corbett. Out to Robbins. Back to Corbett. Lady Bears with a slow start. Molly thought about the three. Didn't take it. Gets it off to Flint. Peyton back out to Robbins. Shot clock is down to 9. Good defense here by Marshall. And as I say that, we're going to get a foul call. Foul on the Lady Bobcats. Lady Bears will get a new shot clock. And it was down to like 7 when that foul was committed. Inbound play. Flynn takes the pass from Robbins, gives it right back to her. Bethany back out to Washam. Washam out at half court. She is guarded closely there. Gives it off to Corbett. Molly all the way underneath, trying to put a wild shot up underneath the basket. That's no good. And the Lady Bobcats head the other way. So far, Lady Bobcats defense has been really good, and they're going to take the lead with a two-pointer there. And I apologize, I don't have the name, number 52, and I'll try to work on getting that name here as we go. With the basketball. Washam down to Flynn, underneath to Kane, back to Flynn, out to Corbett. Molly's going to fire for three. That's on the way, no good. Rebound is on the floor, picked up by Pruitt for Marshall. Marshall pushing the ball up the floor on the left side. Good defense there by Washam. She knocked the ball loose. It goes out of bounds. It's 2-0. We played a little over 2 minutes here in this first quarter. Lady Bears, really slow start here in this one. With the basketball. Number 52 for the Lady Bobcats. She'll give it off to Harness. Harness with it out at half court, guarded by Corbett to Harris. Back now to Pruitt. Pruitt gets the screen, and it's an illegal screen. Foul is called on number 52. Again, 52 and 23, not on the roster that's given. Was told that they moved up some of their freshmen. Pass underneath. Nice play by Washam. She couldn't get it to go, though, and the rebound comes out to Harris, up the floor to Pruitt. Pruitt all the way in. She's going to draw a foul. Foul called on the Lady Bears, number, they said 52. There's no 52 on the floor for the Lady Bears. Number 12. Bethany Robbins picks up the foul, her first. Free throw was good by Pruitt. She's made one out of three. And it's a 3-0 lead. 3 minutes into this ball game, Lady Bears still have not put a point on the board. Unusual. We know they can go off at any second. Corbett will take it to the basket, draw the foul. Couldn't get the layup to go, but she did get the foul. And she'll go to the free throw line. Molly will shoot two here. That's for the first. That foul on number one, Pruitt, her first. Shot is on the way. It's good for Corbett. Molly sets for the second. Trying to cut into this three-point lead. It's 4-1. Just underway here. Quarterfinal action of the district tournament. Marshall playing well here to start, especially defensively. Harness outside. Goes around Corbett into the lane, and her bounce pass right through the legs of Pruitt and out of bounds. Great move. Got to the basket. She should have shot it, probably. Tried to pass it to a teammate unselfishly and turned it over. Molly Corbett gives it off to Flynn, back to Corbett. She thought about the three, didn't take it, drives the basket and draws another foul. That one on Harris, number 35. Molly Corbett decided just to put her head down and go to the basket the last two times, and it's worked. She's got a couple of fouls, now going to knock down some free throws. She's one out of two so far. First one is up, and it's good. 2 points for Corbett now. And the lead is down to two, 4-2. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Make it 4-3. Molly with all three free throws to account for all of the Lady Bear points. In the ballgame now is number three. That's Smith, Kennedy Smith. Out to Harris. Back over. Shot by Harness is on the way. She can't get it to go. Rebound underneath, back up and in. Good play there by number 23. One of the freshmen moved up. All the way to the basket. Corbett puts it up off the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Got her own rebound again. The ball inside the rim and bounced back out. 6-3. Marshall with the lead and the basketball here at home. Quarterfinals of the 2A2 district. Winner advances to the semifinals on Thursday and will also advance to regional play next week. Inside, Smith back out. to Harness. Harness looking inside, passes it in to Pruitt. Pruitt puts it up and draws a foul. Determined to get to the basket. Good aggressive play there by Parker Pruitt. And she'll go to the free throw line here. This is her third trip to the line. So far, she's 2 out of 4. Make it 3 out of 5 now as she knocks down the first. Builds that lead back out to 4 for the Lady Bobcats. Second shot is good. Make it a 5-point Marshall lead. Coach Craig calling the play as Molly dribbles by on the right side of the floor. Back out to Washam, around to Kane. Kaya drives in, lost the ball. Tried to put the shot up, couldn't get to go. Got it back, put it up, put it in. Kaya Kane with the first field goal for the Lady Bears. Maybe that'll open that rim up down there. It's back to a 3-point Marshall lead. Pass into the middle, underneath. Shot up on the run is no good. Rebound by Harris, can't get it to go. Robbins fights for it, tips it out, and is picked up by Kaya Kane. Kaya will hand off to Molly Corbett. Lady Bears on offense. So far, the offense does not look too sharp. Hopefully they can get it going here. Peyton Quinn drives in, gives it over to Robbins. Robbins tried to go up with it. She wanted a foul. They're letting them play inside. There's a lot of contact in there. And the Lady Bears will inbound. Ball out of bounds, touch last by Marshall. Robbins gives it off to Washam. They'll swing it around to Kane. Back out to Corbett. Corbett on the drive. Back to Washam. Robbins for three. That's good. Bethany with a long three-pointer. Lady Bears needed that. They'll tie it at 8. As close as they've been since it was 0-0. Lady Bobcats have led all the way. We're down to 2:22 to play first quarter. Harness drives in, kicks it out to Pruitt. Pruitt drives baseline. Back out to Harness. Two-pointer on the way. It's no good. Rebound, no control by the Lady Bobcats, and is stolen by Molly Corbett. Molly trying to get around the defense, goes baseline, goes up with it. And now they're going to call a foul. Wow. Bear fans can't believe there was not a foul on that drive to the basket by Molly. And then they called the foul on Peyton Flynn after the Bobcats got the basketball. Harness will bring it up the floor. On the dribble, trying to get around it. She just shoved Molly Corbett out of the way. And they're going to call that on Molly. Wow. That was pretty obvious. She just extended her arm and just shoved her sideways. And then they called Molly for the foul. And Coach Cray wants an explanation. And so does the Bear fans in the crowd. Unhappy right now. Harness makes both free throws. Makes it a 2-point Marshall lead now at 10-8. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Gives it over to Washam, out to Robbins. Robbins back to Corbett, to Robbins. And they're going to call Robbins for the travel. Bethany turns it over. It'll be Marshall basketball, a minute 40 to play, leading by 2. Pruitt on the dribble. Gives the ball on the wing to Smith. Smith back out to Harness. Harness with a basketball. Takes it all the way around the right side. Pass back over to Pruitt. Pruitt just ducks her head and goes in, and then it goes out of bounds. Touch last by Marshall. Mammoth Spring basketball. Bethany Robbins will trigger the ball in to Molly Corbett. And Coach Cooper and Coach Gray talking about something on the sideline. Molly now looks for the play. Molly will hand it off to Robbins, gives it back to Kane. Down to 18 on the shot clock. Kaya with the basketball. Out to Corbett, around to Robbins. Robbins looking inside. Gives it to Flynn, back to Bethany. Bethany is going to, let's see what the call is. The referee hesitating here for a long time. And finally calls the foul on number 23 for the Marshall Lady Bobcats. At the line, Bethany Robbins will shoot a couple, trying to tie it up. She has 3 points. Get a three-pointer here about halfway through the quarter. First one is on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Bethany will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 4 points now for Robbins. She leads the Lady Bears in scoring. She has four of their nine. It's a one-point Marshall lead. 46 seconds left in the quarter, 30 on the shot clock. Smith has it. She'll come out to Harness with Corbett on her. Harness picks up her dribble now, needs somewhere to go, and she threw it over the head of Harris and out of bounds. Turnover. As soon as she picked the dribble up, Corbett was all over, and she tried to throw it to a teammate on the right side and threw it right over her head. The Lady Bears will get the final shot here of the quarter, down to 30 seconds to play. Molly Corbett crosses half court, and she just dribbles it there just across the half court line, and they're not coming anywhere near her right now. You know how quick she is. Get too close to her, she'll go around. Flynn gives it back to Corbett. She thought about the three, drove in, and we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. On the alternating possession, Marshall got the tip. Mammoth Spring will inbound, 10.6 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Robbins into Corbett. Corbett to the basket, puts it up. This time she's going to get the foul. And we'll go to the free throw line, a chance to put the Lady Bears in front here with 7 seconds left in the quarter. Molly is 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. That's where all her points has come from. She hasn't got a field goal yet. Leading score for Lady Bears, she missed the first free throw. She's now 3 out of 5. We get one more here. 7 seconds left to play in the quarter. Shot is on the way. In and out, no good. Robbins with the rebound, and she's going to draw a foul. Great job by Bethany inside. Got right between two of the Lady Bobcat players. Got the rebound, and now she'll go to the free throw line again. A chance to put the Lady Bears in front here. And missed the first one. Lady Bears struggling at the line here. They missed their last three. 6 seconds left to play in the quarter. Bethany Robbins. Second free throw's on the way, and it's good. We're tied at 10. 6 seconds to play. Smith on the dribble, pushing it up the floor. Had it knocked away. It's loose on the floor. And that's the end of the quarter. Your score, 10-10. Mammoth Spring and Marshall. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears.
Ozarka College is where your future takes shape. Whether you're preparing for a career in a technical field or planning to transfer to a university, we have a program that fits your goals. With affordable tuition, flexible online options, and personal support, your success is within reach. Take the first step towards something life-changing. Start your journey at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again here to Marshall High School. We get ready to start the second quarter, all tied up at 10 apiece. Lady Bears a little sluggish there to start that first quarter. Maybe they can get their offense going here in the second quarter. Those two players that we had in the first quarter that I didn't know the names of, I did get those. Gracie Gray is number 23, and McKenna Harris is number 32. Those are the two players that I didn't have on the roster for the Marshall Lady Bobcats. Marshall has the ball as we start the second quarter. Smith has it out front on the dribble, gives it over to Pruitt, almost stolen by Corbett. High dribble off the Harness. Harness back outside. Corbett again almost got a hand on that one. Harris to Harness. Harness drives in the lane. Pass underneath, stolen by Washam. Off to Corbett. Molly head up as she heads up the floor all the way to the basket, puts it up and in. Molly's first field goal. She has 5 in the ball game, and the Lady Bears with their first lead now at 12-10. Slow start here. Maybe that'll get them going here as they start this second quarter. And they want a timeout. Marshall calls the time. 7:23 left in the half. Lady Bears by 2 back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members can take steps to reduce usage this winter. Save energy by setting the thermostat to around 68 degrees while you're awake and a bit lower while you're asleep or out of the house. If you have a heat pump, make sure the thermostat is set to either auto or heat and not auxiliary or emergency. This will ensure the backup heat strips will only come on to supplement the heat pump during below freezing temperatures. For more ways to save, visit NAECI.com.
And again, welcome back to Marshall High School. Second quarter, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with their first lead at 12-10 over the Marshall Lady Bobcats. Lady Bears the higher seed here in the tournament. But so far, Lady Bobcats giving them all they want here in this contest. Smith on the dribble, goes around the defense, kicks it over to Harness. Harness thought about the three. They go inside to Harris. Harris drives in, puts the shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Bethany Robbins. She'll give it off to Molly Corbett. Molly on the dribble, left side, picks it up, goes to Kane. Kane for three, it's on the way. It's in and out, no good. Rebound by number 35, Harris. That is Miley Harris. We have two of the Harrises in there, McKenna and Miley. That is Miley going to the basket, can't get it to go. Molly Corbett pulls down the rebound. Molly forces it into the lane, gives it to Flynn. Back over to Kane. Kane with a nice pass to Flynn. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Harness. Harness quickly back the other way. Pass over into the corner to Smith. Smith, one dribble back out. She'll give it top of the key to Harness. Back to Smith. As they play catch with it, Harness over to Pruitt. She's going to fire for three. That's good. Parker Pruitt knocks down the three. She has 7 of their 13, and Marshall's back in front by 1. Robbins over to Washam. She'll fire for 3. And the ball stopped up on top of the backboard and just sat there for a second and then fell off. Thought they were going to have to get something to get it down. Looks like it was going to sit there just on the top of the backboard. Marshall with a basketball 1-point lead. They've come in with a good game plan against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, who have struggled so far here in this first half. You got to give Marshall credit. Their defense has been really good against the Lady Bears, trying to deny them any room inside. And we're going to have a foul, a push-off on Harris. She got frustrated as Bethany Robbins got right in her face and wouldn't move. And so she just shoved her out of the way. And Marshall fans not happy. Lady Bear fans are. Pass down in the corner. It's going to go over the head of Washington out of bounds. Turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Just not playing their game so far in this first half. Sure Coach Cray will have a lot of stuff to talk about at halftime. With a basketball, Harness on the dribble. Gives it off to Smith. Smith underneath to Pruitt. Pruitt puts it up inside. Can't get it to go. Ty Kane pulls down the rebound. Kaya up the floor to Corbett. Molly back out to Robbins. She's going to fire for 3. That is off the rim, no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. Pruitt all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Wow. Hey, Coach Cray saying, I didn't know there was continuation in high school. She got fouled out around the free throw line, took another step or two into the basket and shot the layup. Gets the 2 and can't get the free throw to go. It's a 3-point Marshall lead now, 15-12. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears got to get it going here. Lady Bears with a basketball. Kaya Kane thought about the 3, drives baseline, pull-up jumper for 2 is no good. Robbins gets the rebound, and she'll get fouled inside by Harness. Bethany working hard inside. She has 5 points. She's 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. The free throws have hurt the Lady Bears here in this first half. They missed a lot of free throws. Not this time. Bethany knocks that one down. Bethany now with 6 points. Step up here for the second free throw can make it a one-point ball game. It's on the way, and it's good. Robbins knocks them both down. She has 7 to lead the Lady Bears in scoring. It's a one-point Marshall lead. Harness, pull-up jumper on the way is good. Isabella Harness. Wash them across the floor to Kane. Kaya underneath to Flynn, and then Flynn threw it away. Ball the other way. Pruitt with it. Pruitt off to Harris. Harris picks up the dribble out to Harness. Harness goes around the defender, kicks it back out. Shot on the way by Harris is good. A three-pointer. Miley Harris hit the three. And Coach Gray wants a timeout. As the Lady Bears now with their biggest deficit, down 6, 20-14. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Okay. Welcome back here to Marshall High School and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears down by 6. We'll have the basketball out of the timeout. Washam gives it over to Corbett. She picks up her dribble back to Washam. Washam's pass to Kane almost out of bounds. Back out to Corbett. Corbett underneath to Flynn. Flynn puts it up. Can't get it to go and the rebound pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. Right now, Lady Bobcats dominating here. They're just playing harder, and we're going to have a foul called on number 20. We just check in, Miriam Beckwith. Beckwith with a foul. Lady Bears get the ball back. Still early in this one, but Lady Bears really got to get things going here. Their offense is struggling. And it's a lot of it because of good defense here from the Lady Bobcats. Pruitt with a steal. Smith on the wing. She drives in, goes underneath, and lobbed that one up for LeBron, and he wasn't there. I mean, that was up around the rim. There was no way the young lady was going to be able to get to that one. It goes out of bounds to the Lady Bears. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Underneath the Flynn, we got a jump ball. And the alternate possession belongs to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears really struggling here with this aggressive defense here from the Lady Bobcats. Corbett with the basketball gives it out to Kane. Around to Robbins, over to Washam. On the baseline to Flynn. Flynn had it knocked away. It's loose on the floor and picked up by the Lady Bobcats. Smith with the basketball. Her pass is tipped, but right into the hands of Pruitt. Lady Bears got to wake up here. They're down 6. 2:38 left to play in the half. Pruitt for 3. It's on the way. It's no good. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears with the basketball down 6. See if they can make a run here to get this back even before halftime. Corbett over to Kane. Kaya trying to go baseline, had it knocked away. Good defense over there by Beckwith. With the basketball, Robbins looking to come in, gets it in to Corbett. Molly back out to Bethany. Into Flynn, out to Corbett. Corbett goes baseline, tried to put it up, and we're going to have a blocking foul called on Harris. For Harris, that's going to be her third. So Harris picks up her third foul, seeing as they go to the bench. So far, they haven't made any kind of move. Leaving Miley Harris in there, they're going to say that foul on the floor. That is the fourth foul on the Lady Bobcats. The next one will be free throws. Molly Corbett with the basketball out to Kane, around to Robbins. Robbins to Flynn. Flynn back out to Kane. Kaya for three. That's good. Big bucket there. Lady Bears needed that. That cuts the lead in half. It's down to 20-17. Marshall with the basketball. Over to Smith. Smith back out to Harness. Harness gives it back to Smith. Smith drives in, pass into the middle to Pruitt. Back out to Harris, who's still playing with three fouls. Three-pointer on the way is good for Harness. Big free throw there. Isabel Harness now with seven. Back the other way. Lady Bears. Robbins for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Beckwith. Marshall trying to build on this six-point lead, their biggest so far in the ball game. Smith almost fired the three. Harris will fight for the rebound, controlled by Robbins. Quickly the other way. All the way to the basket, putting it up and in is Molly Corbett. Lady Bears back to within four. 23-19. Harris couldn't do a lot, playing with three fouls, just stood with her hands up. We got a shot up, no good. Harness got the ball, knocked away by Robbins. Checking in is McKenna Harris. She'll come in for Miley Harris, who has three fouls. Played there for a minute or two with those three fouls, managed to avoid picking up that fourth. Basketball thrown in to Harness. Over to Harris, back to Harness. Harness lobbing it inside. Knocked away by Robbins, but right to Pruitt. Back out to Harness. Harness drives to the basket. Puts it up on the run, hooks it in. Harness playing well here, has nine first half points. To the basketball. Washam for three. That's on the way, no good. Corbett with a rebound. She goes back to the basket, puts it up on the run, puts it in. Molly with six in the quarter now and has nine in the ball game. Back to a four-point ball game. Looks like the Lady Bobcats going to play for the final shot. Harris with it, gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt fires the jumper a little early, and that's going to give the Lady Bears a chance to get another bucket here as Corbett goes to the basket. And Molly cannot believe there's not a foul. Had her arms taken away as she went up to shoot the ball. Molly will inbound. Inbound play to Robbins. Robbins puts it up, and she's going to draw a foul inside. We'll see Harness and Harris are both there. They're going to call the foul on 52. McKenna Harris, her second. At the line, Bethany Robbins trying to cut into this four-point lead with 2.8 seconds to play. Zoe Levy going to check in. She runs to the scores table as Robbins missed the free throw. Lady Bears have missed a lot of free throws. Molly Corbett will come out. They don't want her to pick up a foul here in the final 2 seconds. Bethany's free throw is on the way, and it's good. Back the other way, Pruitt at half court, fires it up. Off the backboard, no good. Your score at the half is 22 for Mammoth Spring, 25 for Marshall. Lady Bobcats with the lead. We'll take a break. We'll come back and look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Spring School District, we believe every shot counts on the court and in real life. That's why we're committed to success in academics, athletics, and the arts. From our innovative programs to our committed faculty and staff, we want to provide everything our students need to succeed. As we cheer on the Bears this season, remember, greatness starts here. Mammoth Spring School District, empowering today and inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance. A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. Looking for quality health care close to home? Baxter Health Family Clinic, Mammoth Spring, delivers compassionate care beyond measure for your entire family. Nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Amanda Winford are now accepting new patients, offering excellent care from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. Call 870-625-3111 to schedule your appointment. Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid accepted. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street, Mammoth Spring, caring for your family at every stage of life.
Again, welcome back to Marshall High School. At the half, a sloppy first half for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and they trail by 3, 25-22 to the Marshall Lady Bobcats. If you look at the scoring, and you got to give Marshall a lot of credit. Good defense by the Lady Bobcats in that first half. And balanced scoring. Parker Pruitt with 9 points, 9 points for Isabella Harness, 3 points for Miley Harris, two for Gracie Gray, and two for McKenna Harris. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led in the first half by Molly Corbett and Bethany Robbins. Or Molly Corbett had 9, Bethany Robbins 8. 5 points for Kaya Kane. Lady Bears just couldn't get that offense going. They were trying to take the ball to the basket a lot, but just weren't getting the benefit of the call on some of those fouls. They've got to ignore that. Just keep taking it to the basket, and the fouls will come, or the basket will fall, either way. So Lady Bears need a big, aggressive second half of basketball here if they want to keep their season alive. And the loser of this one, the season is over. The winner moves on to the semifinals on Thursday to take on the Izard County Lady Cougars. So it's not going to get any easier at all. The Bears and the Timberwolves are warming up out here on the floor right now. They will play in the next game. We'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. It'll be senior boys action, so we'll look forward to that. I want to take a minute here and say thank you to our boosters for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball. Boosters include Cooper 7C's Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton, Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Forstler's True Value in Thayer and Ash Flat and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Main Street Automotive in Mammoth Springs, Farm Bureau Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. We got about 3 minutes left here in this halftime break. The Lady Bears trailing by 3 to the Marshall Lady Bobcats 25-22. We'll take a break. We'll come back here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
One home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas and Northeast Arkansas or South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Go Bears.
And again, welcome back to Marshall High School. Both the teams, Lady Bears and Lady Bobcats, are back out on the floor getting warmed up and ready to go here for the second half of play in what's really been pretty well dominated by the Lady Bobcats, even though they're only up by 3 points. They have played well. They've been the aggressors out on the floor. Lady Bears need to get their offense going, but we know they can. We've seen it happen before. A couple of games this year where we've seen the Lady Bears explode for 25 to 26, 27 points in a quarter. So I wouldn't be surprised after that halftime break and a visit with Coach Cray that they come out here ready to go in this second half. We'll run the final 30 seconds here off the clock. Some foul trouble for the Lady Bobcats. Miley Harris, one of their starters, has 3 fouls. And McKenna Harris has 2 for the Lady Bears. Nobody with more than 1 foul in that first half. It will be Bobcat basketball to start the second half. They'll come back out. Looks like the same 5 that started the ball game. As they go with Pruitt, Harness, Miley Harris, McKenna Harris, and Gracie Gray, number 23. Lady Bears come back out. Same 5 that started the ball game and played all the first half. Except for just a couple of seconds there when Zoe Lady got in. It'll be Molly Corbett, Braylon Washam, Kaya Kane, Peyton Flynn, Bethany Robbins with a basketball. McKenna Harris on the dribble. Lady Bears went to a man-to-man here. Into Pruitt. Pruitt takes it to the basket, puts it up and in. Pruitt, first player in double figures. She's got 9. Lady Bears are down 5 now. Corbett guarded by Harness. With the basketball, Lady Bears. Kane, back over to Corbett. Corbett looking inside. Back to Kane. Kane open, 3-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound by Harness for the Marshall Lady Bobcats. Good pass up the floor. Nice pass underneath. Shot up and in is Gracie Gray. And the Lady Bobcats now with their biggest lead it by 7. Molly Corbett out to Kane. Lady Bears got to get this offense going. Corbett with the basketball over to Kane. Kane looking inside. Back to Corbett. Molly on the drive. Step through. Puts it off the glass and in. Molly Corbett in double figures now with 11. She'll go to the free throw line trying to complete a 3-point play. I believe they counted the basket. They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. Shot is on the way. It's in and out, no good. Long rebound chased down by Bethany Robbins. Robbins gets it out to Corbett. Back over to Bethany. Bethany back to Molly as they play catch with it. Over to Washam for 3. It's on the way. Oh, no good. Rebound inside taken by the Lady Bears. And now Washam has it. Washam trying to get outside. And she's going to be fouled. Good job by Braylon inside. Got the rebound. And drew the foul. We'll see who that foul's on. Or I guess they didn't call it. They did call a foul on number 1, Pruitt. That's her 3rd. So 2 of their starters now with 3 fouls. Corbett with the basketball outside. Drives in. Kicks it over to Kane. Kane is double-teamed. Works it in. Nice pass from Washam to Flynn off the glass for 2. Good play there by the 2 sophomores for the Lady Bears. And the Lady Bears are back to within 3, 29-26. Harness drives to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. She got a good screen underneath. She's in double figures now with 11. Lady Bears are down 5. Well, they're really allowing a lot of contact out on the floor. Molly Corbett with a basketball. She drives in, puts it up. Again, people all over. Molly got the ball back after the missed shot, put it up and in. This is one of the more physical games that I've seen the Lady Bears play in a while against this Marshall team. I mean, Marshall knows that's the way they're going to have to play it. They don't want to get out and run with the Lady Bears. Good defense there. Washam got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. It's a three-point ball game, 31-28. Number three, Smith, is going to check in, and coming out is Pruitt, who just picked up her third foul. Pruitt takes a seat on the bench. Smith, though, played well when she came in the first half with a basketball. Almost a steal by Washam on the sideline, but they said it went off of Mammoth Spring and out of bounds. Now they call her for a foul. Wow. Washam called for the foul. And Coach Cray wanted to know what was going on. Smith with a push-off. They've done that a couple of times, but I don't want to complain about the referees. I don't like to do that. But some obvious calls there that went uncalled with the basketball. Corbett on the dribble. Gives it to Kane into the corner to Flynn. She's double-teamed and knocked out of bounds. McKenna Harris will pick up the foul as she ran over Flynn, trying to aggressively double-team. Now she's going to go to the bench with her third foul. That's three of the Lady Bobcat players with three fouls. With a basketball, Mammoth Spring down three. Molly Corbett. Molly with Smith on her. Goes around her to the basket at the free throw line. Out to Kane. The ball is stolen, and that's going to be a foul on Washington. After Harness made the steal, Washam reached out and grabbed her by the arm. And the ball will be inbounded on the sideline. Actually, they called that on Kaya Kane. Kane picked up her second foul. Inbound play, Harness. She'll give it over to Smith. Smith is open for three. She'll take it. No good. Rebound inside by Harris, and she's going to be fouled. Excuse me, that is Gray, Gracie Gray. Is fouled, and we'll see both Robbins and Flynn were there. See who they're going to call it on. That's the third on Peyton Flynn. So foul trouble on both sides now. Missed free throw by Smith. Kennedy Smith. Her first trip to the line, still looking for her first point. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Makes it a four-point ball game, 32-28. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Robbins in the corner to Flint. Back across to Corbett. Molly down the lane, puts it up on the run, and she's going to draw a foul. And we'll see that foul should be on number 23, Gray. And this time they'll say she was in the act of shooting. So Molly Corbett will go to the free throw line. Got to make these free throws. Lady Bears struggled at the line in the first half. See if they can start getting them to go here in the second. And as I said, that one rims in and out. Molly on the night has made three out of seven at the line. Make it four out of eight. Shooting 50% from the free throw line. Usually much better than that. Harris with the basketball. Harris playing with three fouls. And again, that push off that they like to use. Fight for the rebound. The ball's loose, picked up by Harris. Harris on the dribble, had it stolen by Corbett, and we got a jump ball. It's going to belong to Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will inbound the ball as Pruitt checks back in with three fouls. Still a long way to go in this one. Lady Bears down three. They led briefly by two, the only lead they had about halfway through that second quarter. With a basketball, Peyton Flynn across to Corbett. Corbett back to Flynn. Flynn to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Smith. Smith on the dribble. She'll hold up now, drives into the free throw line, kicks it out to Harris. Miley Harris is double-teamed. She'll come out to Harness. Down to 3:43 to play, 20 on the shot clock. With a basketball, Harris with it. Out to Harness underneath to Smith. She'll put it up and in. Kennedy Smith's first field goal. Makes it a five-point ball game again, 34-29. Miami Spring with the basketball. Corbett almost lost it. Gives it to Robbins. Back to Flynn. Flynn will put it up and in. Peyton now with four, all here in this quarter. Three-point ball game. 3:10 left to play third quarter. Harness with it. Had the ball slapped away. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Bobcats. Harness has it. Pass into the middle to Pruitt. Pruitt drives in, puts the shot up on the run. No good. Rebound by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Corbett crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it off to Kane in the corner to Flynn. Flynn is going to be fouled by Harness, and she's saying, what did I do? The call for the foul, Isabel Harness, as Peyton Flynn tried to drive the baseline and was knocked down. She's going to go to the free throw line. That is the second on Harness and the fifth on the team. So Peyton Flynn again at the line. Her shot is on the way, and it is good. Peyton with 5 points here in the quarter. She can make it a one-point ball game here with a free throw. Free throw is up, and it is good. That's what the Lady Bears need to see. Two free throws go through. Mammoth Spring down by one now, back on defense. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt will give it to Harness. Harness guarded by Corbett, out to Harris. Back over to Harness. Back to Harris. Harris drives in, kicks it back out. Harness way behind the three-point line, thought about it, gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Harris. She's going to fire for three, and it's good. Miley Harris with a long three, her second. She's got six, and it's a four-point ball game again. Maya with a basketball. Kaya, she'll shoot the three. It's good. Kane with the answer. Her second three. She's got six. Lady Bears back to within one, 37-36. Offense starting to pick up here in the third. With a basketball, Harness. Harness drives in. Gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt with an easy one inside. She has 13 now. Robbins with the basketball. Gives it off to Kane. Kaya had it knocked away. Picks it back up, and we're going to have a foul called on number 20. Beckwith. Beckwith called for her second. And a timeout taken. Your score, 39-36. Marshall up by three, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
High school students, your future starts now. Through Ozarka College's concurrent credit and career training programs, you can explore hands-on careers in automotive, nursing, welding, and more, often at little or no cost. Gain real-world experience and graduate ahead of the game. Talk to your high school counselor or visit ozarka.edu to learn more. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And back here at Marshall High School, Lady Bears trying to fight their way back in this, and I do mean fight. This has been a rough one. Lady Bears down three, 39-36 to the Marshall Lady Bobcats. We do have some foul trouble on both sides now for Marshall. Parker Pruitt, along with Miley Harris and McKenna Harris, all have three. For the Lady Bears, Peyton Flynn with three fouls. We'll run the final seconds off during the timeout. A minute 34 left, third quarter. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball down three. Get it back to one with a bucket or tie it up with a three. Inbound to Corbett. Corbett with Smith on her. Gives it to Kaya. Kaya underneath to Flynn. Flynn will put it up and in. Peyton having a big quarter. She's got eight in the quarter. Back to within one, 39-38. Lady Bears now got to pick up the defense inside to Smith. Outside, back to Harness. Harness moves it around to Pruitt. Pruitt backs it back out. Gives it to Harris. She thought about the three, didn't take it. Into the corner to Smith. Smith had it slapped away by Washam. Good defense by Bray Lynn. Back out to Harris. Harris with 8 seconds on the clock gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt back to Harris. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Long rebound, though, by Harness. She'll put it back up. No good. Rebound by Corbett. Molly pushing the ball down the right side. Spins. Takes it to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. I don't know how she found room to get that in there, but she did. And the Lady Bears are up 140-39. Marshall with the basketball. Harris out front, guarded there by Kane. Gives it over to Harness. Harness will wash him on her. Pass underneath. It's going to go out of bounds. And turnover will give it back to the Lady Bears. Bears a chance to build on a one-point lead. Their biggest lead of the night was 2 points in that second quarter. Corbett with the basketball. She'll give it to Kane. Into the corner to Flynn. Back out to Kane. Taya back to Flynn. Payton across the floor to Corbett. Corbett trying to get around the defense. Underneath to Flynn. And she's called for the double dribble. Dribbled the ball. Tried to catch it. Fell to the floor and she dribbled it again. Smith off to Pruitt. Pruitt with 1 second left puts the shot up and they're going to call a foul. And Molly Corbett walking away unhappy with that call. I believe they're going to get, actually got Kaya Kane for her third. And that's going to send Pruitt to the free throw line to shoot the free throws. Parker Pruitt makes the first. She's got 14. Second shot now for Pruitt is up, and it's no good. She'll get one more. It was a three-pointer. And we're tied at 40 right now. She'll set for the third. It's on the way, and it is no good. So at the end of three quarters, all tied up at 40 all. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members can take steps to reduce usage this winter. Save energy by setting the thermostat to around 68 degrees while you're awake and a bit lower while you're asleep or out of the house. If you have a heat pump, make sure the thermostat is set to either auto or heat and not auxiliary or emergency. This will ensure the backup heat strips will only come on to supplement the heat pump during below freezing temperatures. For more ways to save, visit NAECI.com.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Well, welcome back here to Marshall. We're expecting an exciting finish in this one. Tied at 40 as we start the fourth quarter. Crowd across the way from Marshall on their feet, cheering on their team. They are 7-17 on the season. 2-10 in conference play, taking on the Lady Bears, who are 7-5 and 22-8 on the season. With a basketball, Harness. He'll give it to Harris. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound taken by Corbett. And they're going to get Corbett for a travel. And the Lady Bear fans are going crazy right now. Inbound play here for Marshall. Harness will take the ball from Pruitt and back it back out. Crowd really getting into this one right now. They thought there should have been a foul there when Molly went to the floor. With a basketball, Pruitt. Pruitt over to Smith. Back out to Pruitt. They play catch with it. Down to 14 on the shot clock. To Harness, top of the key. Underneath to Smith, and Smith is going to be fouled by Flynn. And if that's Flynn, that'll be her fourth. It is. Peyton Flynn called for her fourth foul. Going to send Kennedy Smith to the free throw line. Smith, 1 out of 2 on the night, has 3 points. Sets for the first. It's on the way, and it's good. So it's the Lady Bobcats back up 141-40. She'll set for the second free throw. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. 2 point, Marshall lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Molly Corbett with the ball will give it to Kane. Taya back over to Molly. Corbett back to Kane. Kane to Flint. Back across to Corbett. Molly is going to be called for a charge. Now the fans are really upset. Lady Bears Molly Corbett called for the charge. And you can see the frustration. Got to play through it, though. Stay calm. Play through it. This game's still well from over. Just a two-point ball game. 7 minutes left to play. Harness across the floor to Harris. Harris drives in. Gives it to Harness. Harness back to Beckwith inside. The ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Bears. Corbett with it. Molly pushing the ball up the floor. Kicks it out to Kane. Kane for three. It's on the way. It's good. Kaya Kane with another big three. Kane now with 10 points. Lady Bears back in front by one, 43-42. Pruitt drives in, kicks it out. Harness for three. That's off the rim, no good. Back with the rebound. Underneath, stolen by Flint. That's Molly Corbett. Molly up the floor. Kane for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Robbins had the rebound, but lost it out of bounds, and they're going to say there's a push. There's the call the Lady Bears fans was wanting. Bethany had inside position, got the rebound, and they said she was pushed out of bounds. Foul called on number 35, Harris, her fourth. Corbett with a basketball, gives it to Kane. Kane for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Harness with a rebound. Harness pushing the ball up the floor. Drives it all the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound controlled by Robbins. Off to Corbett. Lady Bears with a one-point lead and the basketball. All the way to the basket. Corbett couldn't get it to go. Bought the ball. Got the rebound back and put it up and in. Lady Bears by three. Their biggest lead of the night now. 45-42. 5:35 left to play. Pruitt will give it to Harness as they play catch outside to Harris on the left wing. She'll come back top of the key to Harness. Back to Harris. Harris looking for help. Corbett hits the floor. Ball to Beckwith. Beckwith goes inside and is stolen by Robbins. Nice play by Bethany. Corbett pushing the ball up the floor. Going to the basket and she's going to be shoved. If that's Pruitt, that'll be her fourth. The foul's on. They didn't call it on Pruitt. They called it on number 20, Beckwith. Lady Bears will inbound. Corbett thought about the three. Drives in, puts the shot up on the run. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pruitt. 4:59 left to play in this ball game. It's been a dandy. A lot closer than you would expect between the number 3 seed and the number 8 seed coming in. Lady Bears trying to get the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, touch last by Bethany Robbins. They're really letting them play. It's physical in there. You got to adjust to it and play through it. Lady Bears sets up the defense. Inbound play to Kennedy Smith. Her pass is slapped away by the Lady Bears, and then a good defense as Robbins and Flynn just stood their ground and that travel was called. Timeout taken by Marshall. 45-42. Lady Bears by three. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And again, welcome back here to Marshall High School. Down to 4 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in this ball game. Lady Bears leading by three now, 45-42. They will have the basketball out of the timeout, trying to build on their biggest lead of the night. Marshall is led by as many as 7 in this ball game. Corbett will give it to Kane. Kane in the corner to Flynn. Back out to Kaya. Kaya across the floor to Washam. Passing around the outside. Lady Bears with it. Flynn with it in the corner. Back over to Corbett. Corbett drives in. Had to go back and get the basketball. She'll give it to Washam. Over to Kane. Kaya gets the ball and then throws it away. Steal by Harris. Headed the other way. They have to get out on her. She can shoot that three. Off to Pruitt. Pruitt. Back over to Harness. Lady Bobcats in no hurry. Pass inside to Harris. Harris back out. Harness wide open for three. It's good. And we're all tied up again at 45. Lady Bears. Turnovers have cost them. Flynn back to Kane, over to Corbett. Molly drives in, gives it to Flynn, back out to Kane. Kaya back to Flynn, back to Kaya. Kaya thought about the three, didn't take it. Drives in, and it's going to be called for the travel. Another turnover on the Lady Bears. That's going to get back to Marshall with a chance here to take the lead back. 3:18 left to play. Pruitt with it. Harness. Look it inside. She'll dribble and take the dribble into the defense. Now gets it back. He's swinging around to Smith. Smith thought about the three. Didn't take it. Her pass is through the legs of Pruitt. And timeout taken by the Marshall Lady Bobcats. 2:56 left to play. We're tied at 45. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
And again, welcome back to Marshall High School. Still in the timeout here, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Marshall Lady Bobcats all tied up at 45. With, the clock's cleared right now as they count down the timeout. I believe there's around 3:40 left to play in the ballgame. Lady Bears trying to fight their way back in this. They, like I said, trailed by as many as 7 points. Come back, took a three-point lead, but then a three-pointer there by Harness tied the game at 45. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball out of the timeout. Actually, it is Marshall basketball, excuse me. Marshall with the basketball. They're going to lob it in, and that's going to be a foul on Peyton Flynn, and that's Peyton's fifth. Flynn just fouled out of the ball game. He had a big third quarter. Had 9 points in that third quarter. But that's going to do it. Zoe Levy will check in as Peyton fouls out. She'll go to the sideline. Lady Bears tied up at 45. Harris will shoot the first free throw up and in. Miley Harris now with 7 points in the ball game. Makes it a one-point Marshall lead. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Lady Bears with the basketball. Kaya Kane up the floor. Picks up her dribble, needs help, finds Robin. Out to Corbett. Molly with the basketball. Back to Kaya. Back to Molly as they play catch with it. Inside to Robbins. Robbins puts it up, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and draws it. Oh, they called her for a travel. Thought she was going to get the foul called. And the travel was called. It'll belong to the Lady Bobcats, who are in control here with 2:30 left to play, leading by two. And they're going to be content here to use some clock. Harness over to Smith. Smith back out to Harness. Harness back to Pruitt. And the fans are yelling the shot clock didn't start for like 10 seconds. It's right now got 30 seconds. Steal to the Lady Bears. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Molly to the basket. Puts it up on the run. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Bobcat. Harness with it. She'll give it out to McKenna Harris over to Pruitt. Back out to Harness. A minute 45 left to play. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Pruitt with the basketball. Gives it to Harris. That's Miley Harris. Miley goes inside to McKenna Harris. McKenna turns, puts it off the glass for two. Big bucket there. Makes it a four-point game. And by now, Marshall is fired up. Four-point lead, a minute 27 to play. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Looking for quality health care close to home? Baxter Health Family Clinic, Mammoth Spring, delivers compassionate care beyond measure for your entire family. Nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Amanda Winford are now accepting new patients, offering excellent care from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. Call 870-625-3111 to schedule your appointment. Arkansas, Missouri, Medicare, and Medicaid accepted. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street, Mammoth Spring, caring for your family at every stage of life.
And again, welcome back to Marshall High School. Lady Bears see their season slipping away here. Down to a minute 27 to play, and they trail by four to the Marshall Lady Bobcats, 49-45. Lady Bears had a three-point lead at 45-42, but the Lady Bobcats have scored the last seven. Peyton Flynn, one of their starters, is fouled out for the Lady Bears. Lady Bobcats has three players playing with three fouls right now, one with four. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, and they need points in a hurry here. You know that Marshall's going to try to use some clock as much as possible. Corbett with the basketball, crosses half court, looks at a double team. Gives it off to Kane, right back to Corbett. Molly, back over to Kaya. Back to Molly. Molly goes around the defense, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Harris. Lady Bears now got to get the ball back. They're down four with a minute seven to play. 28 on the shot clock. Lady Bears matching up here defensively. Harris with it on the wing, 19 on the shot clock, 53 on the game. Time ticking away here, down to 49 seconds to play. And we had a foul called on Washington. Marie-Ann picks up her second foul, just the fourth on the team. The next one will be free throws. Inbound play here for the Lady Bobcats. Pruitt will inbound. Pruitt looking to come in, still looking. Going to get into Smith. Smith over to Harris. 31 seconds on the shot clock. So they're content here just to take some time off the clock. Lady Bears have got a foul or get the ball back, and Lady now going to commit the foul. But they run a lot of precious time off the clock, about 15 seconds ran off there, and now going to send Pruitt, the good free throw shooter, to the free throw line. Pruitt with 14 points. 32 seconds left to play. It's a four-point Marshall lead. First free throw on the way is good. And referee blew the whistle, said no free throw. A lane violation called on the Lady Bobcats. Pruitt will get one more. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound by Robbins up to Corbett. Molly on the wing. Off to Washam for three. She can't get it to go, and the rebound's out of bounds. Touch last by Harness. 49-45 with a basketball. Corbett looking to come in. She'll bring it in to Robbins, to Kane, and Coach Craig calls the timeout. 21 seconds left to play. Bears are down four, 49-45. We'll stay right here. It is a 30-second timeout. Like I said, Lady Bears led by three at 45-42. Lady Bobcats have scored the last 7 points in this ball game to take a four-point lead and trying to hold on here to advance into the semifinals on Thursday and into the regional next week at Sloan Hendricks High School. For the Lady Bears, their season, it's been a good season, is on the line here. about to go home here in the quarterfinals. This is not what any of the Lady Bear fans expected. Lady Bears are the 3 seed. Marshall was the last seed in the district. Just barely got by Cedar Ridge last night by 1 point. Lady Bears will inbound. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Robbins off to Corbin. Mollick's going to fire for three. That's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Fights the rebound. Corbin off to Washam. And we're going to have a foul inside. With 13 seconds to play, Pruitt commits the foul. That'll be her fourth. That should be the fifth foul. That's the third foul, excuse me. McKenna Harris will check back in. I was looking at the wrong side of the scoreboard. Lady Bears have 5 fouls, just 3 on the Lady Bobcats. Lady Bears have got to get a shot up. Robbins for 3. It's good. Big 3-pointer there. Lady Bears back to within 1 now at 49-48. 6 seconds left to play. Lady Bears call the timeout. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Well, welcome back here to Marshall High School. We're down to the final 6 seconds. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing by 1, 49-48. They've got to go for a steal. If you don't get a steal, you've got to commit a quick foul to put the Lady Bobcats at the line, give yourself a chance to get the ball back with 4 or 5 seconds left, and maybe get a game winner. Anything's possible. Lady Bears on defense. Lady Bobcats will inbound. Everybody's got to match up and find their player here. Deny the ball in. Inbound play here for the Lady Bobcats. They're going to get it in, and they've got a foul. There it is. Quick foul on Harris. Miley Harris will go to the free throw line with 4.4 on the clock. Harris is 2 out of 2 in the game at the free throw line. So probably not the one you want to put at the line if you're a Lady Bear fan. But even if she makes them both, Lady Bears can tie it with a long 3. Shot on the way is no good. Harris helping them out a little bit. 4.4 seconds left to play. At the line, Harris' second free throw is up, and it's good. 1 out of 2, and Marshall wants a timeout. Timeout taken. It's a 2-point ball game. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
All right, welcome back here to Marshall High School. The season's come down to the final 4 seconds, 4.4 to be exact. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will have the ball. They need a bucket to tie it up. A 3 will win it and advance into the semifinals here of the 2A2 district. But they've got to go the length of the floor. And Marshall's going to press the ball. Question is, will Marshall foul here? Don't think they'll foul because they're only up 2. Lady Bears will inbound the basketball. No, they're going to try to get the ball in the hands of Molly Corbett, and she's going to try to just push the ball as quickly as possible up the floor. Inbound play. They're going to throw it. Threw it to half court for some reason. I don't know why they did that. They had 4.4 seconds. They tried to throw it all the way to half court. The ball was stolen and a foul committed. And now Harris will go to the free throw line. I don't know why they tried to throw it that far with 4.4 seconds. these players could dribble the length of the floor almost. Harris knocks down the first free throw, makes it a three-point ball game. She could put it out of reach here with this one. This is a big free throw. Ball game right here. And it's in. That's it. Marshall now with a four-point lead. Mammoth Spring down four. 52-48, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks.